the March for Climate is happening right now, and we are supportive of their efforts. So on the count of three, let's give them a cheer. One, two, three. Woo! All right, find your spot. Buckle up. We're starting in a couple.
Hello, Madison. Happy Earth Day. And March on Science Day. My name is Tia Nelson. It's a pleasure to be here today. My father, Gaylord Nelson, the founder of Earth Day, he would be so delighted to see you here. This is the 47th Earth Day. The first Earth Day occurred April 22nd, 1970. And it is an important part of his enduring legacy. And the reason it endures is because of people just like you. I want to tell you a little story. My father had become known in Wisconsin as governor. They called him the conservation governor. He got elected to the United States Senate, and he took with him the conservation values and environmental values that he learned as a child growing up in Clear Lake, Wisconsin, that he demonstrated as governor. He went to Washington as a United States Senator, and he struggled mightily to get his fellow members of Congress to pay attention to the issues of the environment. He struggled for some years. He had a conversation with President Kennedy, who agreed to do a conservation tour and travel around the country. My father took with him a scrapbook, all the good press he'd gotten in Wisconsin as author of the Outdoor Recreation Action Program. And he appealed to the president and said, if you go speak about these issues, the people will respond. We need a leader like you. Well, that conservation tour failed to achieve what my father had hoped. It was canceled prematurely. They came home to Washington. My father was disheartened, but undefeated. Some years went by, and in 1969, he flew to Santa Barbara, California, to view what was then the largest oil spill in American history. He got on a plane, leaving Santa Barbara, he got on a plane and he pulled a magazine, a Ramparts magazine, out of the back of the airplane seat in front of him. And he read an article about how Vietnam War teach-ins on college campuses across the country were changing the national discourse on the Vietnam War. And he thought to himself, that's a great idea. I'm going to call for a teach-in on the environment. I'm going to ask teachers across the country, in the K-12 schools, and the university campuses across the country, to set aside a single day to teach about the environment. It was a very simple idea. It was successful beyond his wildest dreams. It went far beyond his original idea of having an environmental teach-in day. 20 million people gathered that first Earth Day. It was the largest secular event in American history. And it changed the course of American history. Now, one of the reasons it did was my father was committed to bipartisanship. He asked Congressman Pete McCloskey from California, a Republican, to join him in co-chairing the organizing committee for the first Earth Day. And Pete did. I was reading about him in the newspaper today. It seems he's 89 years old and he's reflecting on one of his proudest moments in his life in Congress, talking about Earth Day. That day changed the course of history. It launched the environmental decade. President Richard Nixon, a Republican, signed into law the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency to create protections for your right to breathe clean air and your right to drink clean water. EPA was created, the Clean Air Act was adopted, the Clean Water Act was adopted, laws that we take for granted today, but we should not. All of them are in jeopardy because without sound science, our public health is at risk, our economy is at risk, our sense of well-being is at risk. Now, when I got up here, I thought I'd have a place to put my speech, and if you'll forgive me, I want to read just a few words. It was in his 1970 State of the Union address, President Nixon said this: clean air, clean water, open spaces, these should once again be the birthright of every American. Now, anybody who knows me knows I'm not a scientist, but I have experienced a government gag order in which I was prohibited as a state employee from speaking the words climate change during work hours. Even though I was a public lands manager, even though we know from university research that Wisconsin's forests are threatened by climate change, even though every major industrial timberland manager in the country has incorporated climate risk into their business plans, most of them provide information on their websites, it is a recognized consideration in any prudent business. No one questions the fundamental duty of government to protect the health and well-being of our citizens. Like our national security and public safety, protecting public health and the environment is a basic government responsibility. I am delighted that you are here to help us recognize the important role science plays in healing the sick, in inventing technology, in protecting public health, and in growing our economy.